Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Nun Zayin in Maseches Nazir. I don't have the tally with me what daf and Shas we're up to, because I'm zochet to learn this with you in the Old City from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. May we be Mekayim Kimi Tzion Teitzei Sarah of Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and may your tefillos and our tefillos continue to protect the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and particularly those of us who are zochet to learn Torah in Yerushalayim. Whenever we come into Yerushalayim now, there is a very, very heavy police presence, and life continues as usual despite the terror attacks of the Arabs around us. Although I must say, this morning I davened at the Kotel, and there definitely were minyanim, but there are definitely many less people that are there. So I guess it requires that every single one of us who are able to come and do have a safe way to come to step up. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the 8th parak. The 8th parak is going to deal, parak Shnei Nazirim is going to deal exactly with that topic. Two Nazirim in which, as the Mishnah describes, there's going to be a safek that one of them had become tummy. In other words, Levi sees Ruvain and Shimon who are Nazirim, one of them have come in contact with Tumah, but it's not clear which one did. So the Mishnah gives us the idea of how to bring Karbanos Misafek, which will bring the Gemara to the Sugya of Safek, which will actually catapult us to the next Masechta in line in the Daf Yomi, and that is Masechta Sota. And that is that from Sota we're going to learn the concept of Safek Tuma Bershus Hayachad is Tame, and therefore the Gemara is going to discuss the Halachos of Safek Tuma. That will bring us to Nun Zayin on the Beis, that will raise the question of the case of Safek, whether you're allowed to shave the hair of the Nazir. What about what's normally prohibited, to cut off the payas? So once again, just like we've discussed the sugi of payas before, that will come up again. However, we had that earlier on Daf Mem through Daf Mem Gimel. However, in this case, we're going to be discussing a new component that we did not discuss in the Yisra HaKafas HaRosh Al Bian on the base, and that is the idea of Makif and Nikif. Makif and Nikif being the prohibition of someone to cut off someone else's payas, as well as the Nikif for the individual allowing his payas to be cut off. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Zok De'elegi Mishnah. Shnei Nazirim. There were two Nazir, Shamalan Echad, that one said to those two Nazirim. So you have Reuven and Shimon, who received a warning from Levi, a piece of information. I saw that one of you are Tamei, but I don't know which one of you are. So now, of course, the one who's Tamei has to now bring Karbanos, and he has to be Megaleach. But the problem is, we don't know which. Megalthin, Umevin, Karban Tuma, Vikarban Torah. They go through the process, both of them cut off their hair. At the end of what would be their regular Nazirus, for one of them it's going to be a Giluach of Toma, for the other one it's going to be a Giluach of Tahara, and they bring both Karban Toma and Karban Tahara. In other words, there's going to be Karbanos for Toma and Karbanos for Tahara, one of Tahara, in other words, the amount of Karbanos of Tahara that one person would bring, and the amount of Karbanos of Toma that one person would bring. Ve'omer. And each one says, "Im anihu tame, if I'm the tame one, carbon tuma shali, the carbon tara shalcha. If I'm tame, then the carbon tuma is mine, and then the giluach is going to be a giluach of tuma, and the carbon tara is yours. V'am im anihu hatar, and if I'm the one who's tar, carbon tara shali, the carbon tuma shalcha. Then the carbon tara is going to be mine, and the carbon tuma is going to be yours. V'seifrin shleishim yem, and then they count another 30 days, umevin karban tahara, which of course would be, counting another 30 days, would be the new Nazirus. Ve'oimer, and one says, imani watame karban tuma shli karban tahara shelcha. He says that afam the tame, the karban tuma, this karban tuma is mine, the karban tahara is yours. Vezet karban tahrasi. Vimani watar karban tahara shli karban tuma shelcha. Vezet karban tahrascha. And if I'm the tar one, so then the karban tahara was mine, and the karban tuma was yours. Okay, so basically what we're doing is we're having the necessary karbanos brought, and each one says, if this is the one that's supposed to be mine, so then that karbon is going to be mine. The Gemara begins to analyze the approach of our Mishnah. Ketani, we learn, Shnei Nazirim Shamar Lehem Re'isi Echa Mekem Shenitma Ve'eini Yodea Eza Mekem. We learned in our Mishnah that one individual approaches to Nazirim and he says, I don't know. So then the halacha is that each one brings their karbanos b'tora safik. V'amai. Why is that the psak? Kol safik tamei b'shus hayach meichli yafinala. We have over here a safik. And if the safik takes place b'rishus hayachid, then we learn out misota, from a sota. A sota is a woman, as we're going to spend a lot of detail, Mirtz Hashem, in a week or two discussing, that a sota, the husband, after he warned his wife not to be alone with the man, saw her alone in an area, a rishus hayachid, alone with a man. We don't know if they did anything wrong together, except there was kina vistira. The husband was jealous, he told her not to be alone with her, and then she was alone with him, and then she was alone with him. So the halacha is that she's going to be usher to the husband if she was alone with the man, and then the husband walks in. What is the case of them being alone? Mas sota boel v'nivelas. Just like the sota, there was the alleged man who did something wrong with her and the woman. Af kol safik tumer b'shus hayachid k'gon d'ika beitrei. It only applies where there are two people around. Aval hacha, in our case, there are three people. Shnei nazirim. We have the two nazirim. V'hai d'koi gabon. There are three people who witnessed this event. So there were no less than three people here. And when it comes to a case of safik tuma birshus hayachid, safik tuma means two people. Now if that's so, that there's two people to be considered safik tuma, we're only machmir if it's birshus hayachid. Because if there's three people, continues the Gemara, Hatzlasa Havelei Safik Tumer Birshus Haram, it's already considered Birshus Haram. V'chol Safik Tumer Birshus Haram Sveiko Tahar. So every time you have a Safik Tumer Birshus Haram, the Safik is Tahar. So why is that halacha that we bring Karbanos Tumah Bitar Safik, and each person, each one of the Nazirim acts as if there's a Safik? We should not act as if there's a Safik over here, because this should be halacha of Safik Tumar Birshus Harabim? Question mark. And for the Gemara, three lines of Manu Zayin Amar Alf, Amar Rab Aravuna, Bo'aymer Re'isi Tumah Shenizrika Beinechem. We have to say that he didn't walk into an area, but rather he saw a Tumah thrown amongst them. Explains Tosfos, V'aymer B'makom Me'rachok. He's standing from a distance to have a safek tuma birshus hayachid. So that area that they were standing in was an enclosed area, and tuma was thrown in. Hence, it will fall into the category of safek tuma birshus hayachid, and we have to be machmir as suggested in our Mishnah. Amar Rashi deka nami diktani ve'eni yedeya ezemikem. It also sounds that way from the fact that in our Mishnah, Levi says he doesn't know who came in contact with the Tumah. If Levi doesn't know who came in contact with the Tumah, Shema Mina, we hear from this case that there is a Safek amongst them. And why was there a Safek that he doesn't know how it came in contact with him? Because it was thrown in. But if he was with them, so he should remember. Ruve was wearing a pink shirt and Shimon was wearing a white shirt. So in such a case, he should remember who came in contact with the Tumah and who did not. We turn on to Nun Zayin Amar Beis in the second line. Migalchin Umevin. The halacha is that each one undergoes Giluach and they bring the carbon. And the Giluach is done when? The Giluach is done at the end of the Nizirus. What theoretically would be the Nizirus. For one of them it's a Giluach of Tumah, the other one is a Giluach of Tahara. Asks the Gemara, how could you do it? Dilma lav tmeim inun. Maybe one of them wasn't tame. The Mefarshim explain that there are a couple of people in a couple of instances. If you take a look at Mefarsh, he points out, according to our Mishnah, there is going to be a Giluach four times. Take, for example, the person who's really Tahar. The second Giluach that he's going to do, each person undergoes a Giluach in the potential of the end of Tahara, as well as if they had really been Tameh, again, at the end of their Tahara. Let's say the person that was supposed to be Tahar, in such a case, he shouldn't be doing that second Giluach. The Gemara asks, Dilma Lav Tmeininon. If he's not Tameh, then the first cutting of his hair is appropriate, not the second. V'ka'ovid ha'kafa. And the second time that he cuts his hair, he's over the Isser of cutting his payas. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel attempts to answer, Be'isha v'katan. We're talking about over here where there is an Isha that is the Nazira, or a Katan. And therefore, there is no Isser that's at play, which will mean that we need to explain what would happen in such a case by a man. If the two Nazirim are men, then it's going to be stuck. Asks the Gemara, well, why do we need Shmuel's Teretz? V'lukma begadol, let us describe that we're talking about a gadol. V'hakofes kol harosh, lo shma hakofa. And in a case in which a person cuts off all his hair, that is not considered the Isser of Loisakifu Pas Roshechem. What would the Isser be? The Isser would be cutting the area behind the ear as well as the temples. And here, he doesn't shave off the area of the temples, he just shaves off the hair, head of hair. Says the Gemara, Midelo Mukam Lahachi. The fact that the Gemara doesn't give this teretz, Shema Minakas Aver Shmuel, we now learn Halach in Ilchos Peis. Hakavas Kol Harosh, Shema Hakavah. That if a person cuts off all of the hair, that is going to be considered an Iser of cutting off one's Peis. That included, somewhere in the cutting off of one's hair, is included the Iser of cutting off one's Peis, and therefore it's not the area of the temple or behind the ear. Marzutra Masni Lola Shmaitza de Shmuel Asefa. Marzutra learned this teaching of Shmuel as referring to the Seifa. In other words, when did Shmuel give this pshat that we're talking about Isha v'katan? He's talking about the Seifa. Nazir Shayatame Bisafek, if you have a Nazir who we're not sure if he had become Tame or not. Umuchlat. And if we have a Metzora who might have become Tame, Bisafek, however, there was a Safek, if he had become Tame on the first day of his Nizirus, when he was someone who definitely had Tzaras. And now he's been healed from the Tzaras. Now this case is a Mishnah later on, Nuntes Amabez, and the Halacha is quite complicated, because you have a bunch of Sveikos over here. You have a Nazir, who has may become Tameh, as well as he was a Metzor. So the Cheshbon is as follows. Ochel b'kachim l'achar shishim yom. The only way he's going to be able to eat kachim is he has to do 60 days. Now, Mirtz Hashem, in 2 days from now, will do the Cheshbon of why he can only eat kachim after 60 days. But keep in mind, he's both a Nazir, who won't be able to eat kachim if he becomes Tameh, as well as a Metzora who can't eat Kachim. So we'll get to that Cheshbon 60 days. What's critical for us is Umigaleach Dalit Taglachos. This guy has all these Sveikos on him. Number one, is he a Nazir who was Tameh or not? So if he was Tameh, he needs Taglachos of Tuma. If he's Tahar, he needs Taglachos of Tahara. As well as, if he was a Metzora that had become Tameh, then in such a case, he does not do the Taglachos of the Metzora at one particular time. He's got to do it later after he's undone his Tumah. On the other hand, if he's Tar, then he does it earlier. So what do? We give him four different Tiglachas. Asks that Mitara Safek. Now again, the Cheshbon of how we calculate all those Sveikos, we'll get to Anun Tesam and Beis. But asks the Gemara of Al-Kovid HaKofa. But at the end of the day, he is going to be over Lo Sakifu Pas Roshechem Amar Shmuel. And that's where Shmuel taught, Be'isha V'katan. You're right. You can't do it b'toras safek. the Tiglachas, because at the end of the day, you're being over Los Akifu Pas Rosh Eichem, and now we assume that Hakafas Harosh is Shema Hakafa. However, we need to describe that we're talking about either an Isha Katan, the Isha who's not included in Los Akifu Pas Rosh Eichem, and the Katan as well, who's not a bar mitzvah to be chayiv in this halacha. We're going to elaborate in a moment the story about Los Akifu Pas Rosh Eichem in regards to a Katan.
Amar Rav Huna, Hamakifes HaKotan HaReyu Chayiv. If someone cuts off the pace of a katan, the individual who cut off is Chayiv. Makif and Nikif mean the following. The Makif is the one who cuts off the pace. The Nikif is the one who has his pace cut off. The Gemara in Meseches Makos tells us that if an individual is entirely passive when his pace or his beard, let's talk about his payas though, first. Well, if his payas are cut off, in such a case, he wasn't over the Yisrael Sakifu Pas Rosh Eichem, because the Gemara says, Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. However, if he cuts off his own payas, cuts off his own beard, or he bends his head to the person that's cutting off the payas, then in such a case, it's a different story. So we see that there isn't only a prohibition for an individual to have his payas cut off, but there is also the primary prohibition is cutting off someone's pace. Hence, even though a katan is not a bar chiyuv, the makif is going to be chayv. Amale Rav Ada bar Rav Le Rav Huna, vidid ka mami galeachlon. It's interesting that the Gemara assumes over here that everybody's children had their pace cut off, to which Rav Ada bar Rav then asks Rav Huna, if that is so, that you hold that makif es hakatan is chayiv, so who cut off your son's payas? It seems like in those days they only grew their payas after the child was a gadol. This is how the Mefarish and many Rishonim learn that Einachanami, in those days they would not leave the payas. Tosas learns in Dibar Maschil v'Didach that he noticed that the banim ktanim of Rav Huna. That's how some understand Tosas Dimaskul Didach, that his kids had their payas cut. So now, that's one thing that you hold Yesh Lodim. What about the mitzvah of Chinuch? So, that's a big problem. But Rav Ada bar Rava was asking him, but by you, it's a bigger problem. Not only the issue of Chinuch, but also the issue of the fact that how was the payas cut off? The one who cut off was over the Yisrael D'Oraisa. Amar Leih Chova. He said it was Chova, my wife, because a woman is not part of the Isser of Hakafa. Sekifu Pas Rosh Eichem, not to cut off the payas, is specifically an Isser on men, and the Gemara Makos describes because the payas are the area that adjoins to a beard. And since a woman doesn't have beard, so then in such a case, the Chiyuv wouldn't apply. Rav Ada responded, Takbirinu Chova Levanel. Does she want to bury her own children? In other words, I don't agree that she didn't do anything wrong. According to your Shita, explains the Mefarsh, Dibur HaMaskul Amalei, that a makif es hachotan is chayiv, so it will come out, then even an Isha would be chayiv as well. Rav Ada bar Rava, the Mefarsh explains, holds that there isn't the concept of a makif es hachotan is chayiv. But according to you, Rav Huna, so then the same would apply to your wife. The Gemara now continues with the story. All the years of Rav Ada bar Abba was alive, so then it created a curse for Rav Huna, and his children did not live. What a terrible thing. Rav Ada bar Abba, kishkoga yotzemi piashalit. He didn't mean to curse him, but what came out was that Rav Ada bar Rava, because of his statement, had caused Rav Huna's children to pass away. The Gemara now analyzes, what is behind this machlokus? Michti, Tarvayu Sviri, both Rav Huna and Rav Ada bar Rava hold, Hakavas Kol Rosh Shmo Hakafa. That Hakavas Kol Rosh, when you cut around the entire head, in contradistinction to the opinion that we had right above, about four lines from the top, there was a sheet that said that the payas is an entirely different area than the hair of the head. We're assuming that the payas include it. Obviously, now we haven't discussed exactly what are the area of the payas, but it includes it. But Maika Miflagi, what is the machlokas? Rav Huna Savar lo sakifu pasur sheichem v'osashchis es pasur kanecha. The Torah Vayikra Yutes in Kedoshim tells us that we're not supposed to cut off the payas or the beard. Kol sheyesh lo hashchasa. So Rav Huna has the following drasha: anything that any person that is included in hashchasa, in other words, they have a beard, that there would be a prohibition for them to cut off. Yesh la'akafa, there's also an iser for payas. V'hani nishi, but when it comes to women, hov lesno b'hashchasa, lesno nami b'akafa. They're not included in akafa, in all parts of akafa. They also, even if they do the cutting off of the payas, they're not over. V'ravada barava sav echan amakiv echan nikif b'mashk ma. That the amakif and nikif are included. In other words, there's an iser for to be a makif, there's to be a nikif. V'iskish makif l'nikif. And makif and nikif are equate. Kol hecha the nikif mechayiv, makif nami chayiv. Wherever the nikif is chayiv, in other words, I can't cut off my payas, therefore you can't cut off my payas. You, an adult man, can't cut off a payas. V'hai katan, but this katan, hov hu gufay la bar onshin, de mechayiv, makif nami lo mechayiv. One is dependent on the other. Hence, Rav Ada bar Rava holds that there isn't an iser to cut off the payas of a katan, because the woman is not a bar hakafa. However, that only applies to their own payas. However, if Rav Ada bar Rava is correct, kol echad nikif mechayiv, makif nami mechayiv, everything is defined by the nikif. So, a woman cutting off her own payas, or cutting off another woman's payas, that's not going to be a problem. But to cut off her own payas, that would be problematic. Baruch Hashem, this was Daf Nun Zayin. Our Daf had begun with Shnei Nazirim, that we learned the halachas of cases of Safek of Nazir. The Mishnah told us that Safek Nazir, if a Safek Nazir was Tamei, in other words, we have two Nazirim, we're not sure which one of them has become Tameh, so then in such a case, halacha is that both of them bring karbanos of both Tumah and Tahara. The Gemara in Amud Beis analyzed how could you cut off their payas, to which the Gemara had answered that we must say that our Mishnah is only talking about an Isha and a Katan. This is the opinion of Shmua. The Gemara then began on Amud Beis to analyze that this halacha of Katan doesn't apply according to all opinions that you could cut off the hair of a katan, as the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Ada bar Rava, if a woman would be allowed to cut off the payas of a katan. Rav Huna says that they're not allowed to, while Rav Ada bar Rava holds that they are allowed to because the katan is not a bar chiyuv. Also on Omer Aleph, we had discussed the case of Safek from the perspective of Safek Tumah Bershus HaYachid, which is learned out from Sota, and the Gemara argues that this case is not, at first glance, a case of Safek Tumah, because there are three people over here. There's the two Nazirim and the person that saw one of them become Tameh, and the Gemara answers that we're talking about where the person who witnessed it was far away, and therefore there was only two people around, it was Safek Tumah, and therefore the halacha is that one would be Machmir on Safek Tumah, like the halacha in Maseches Sota. This, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes Daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Nazir.